the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, now in secret negotiations, is nothing less than globalization on steroids. And this means the devastation of America's middle class, leaving no decent jobs for you and your kids in its wake. Disguised as a free trade agreement between the U.S. and 11 countries stretching from Vietnam to Peru, TPP will make Jewish Wall Street and the corporations they control masters of the world. With key components of global trade already in the hands of Jewry, Forex, World Bank, SWIFT, TPP binds Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and the multinationals they underwrite into one seamless corporatocracy. If TPP is signed by Obama and he's just itching to rush it through Congress via fast track, the dictates of Jewish finance capital will supersede local, state, and national law.
TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's a trade agreement the United States is negotiating with Australia, Canada, Japan, and 8 other countries in the Pacific region. If you don't know about the TPP, and few do, it's because the powerful people behind it, including President Obama, don't want you to know. Eve Smith is an expert on investment banking and the founder of Aurora Advisors. She runs the Naked Capitalism blog. Could this affect the enforcement of Dodd-Frank?
Yeah, no, I mean, certainly the derivatives regulation, and I would expect the capital levels. There's no
now, how would that work?
The first language in both these deals goes something along the lines with all signatories are required to make their laws and regulations conform to the standards of this agreement. They are literally required to make their nation-based laws subordinate to the terms of these agreements.
So foreign trade partners would conceivably be allowed to challenge American laws?
Yeah.
That's exactly
the point.
And Wall Street just got one of their tribe to push their scam. A protege of Robert Rubin of Citigroup, Michael Froman, recently tabbed as our U.S. trade rep.
With regard to TPP, we are in the end game. As you said, the leaders have set the objective of completing negotiations this year. That's an ambitious objective, and certainly we're going to let the substance of the negotiations determine ultimately the deadline.
Hold it right there. Only the leaders of the negotiations know the substance of the agreement. Why won't Froman tell us what's in TPP? Because he works for Jewish Wall Street, not for U.S. trade. That's why. And the BS keeps on piling higher.
What about this idea that what the U.S. does on its sensitive sectors like dairy, sugar, textiles, footwear is going to dictate the overall ambition of the agreement? I mean, do you agree with that idea? And is the U.S., you know, willing to be generous in some of those areas in order to get an ambitious agreement?
Every country's got their sensitivities. We recognize that. You know, we don't have the luxury of being able to maintain an all-or-nothing approach.
Really? When it comes to Jews clamoring for war and sanctions against Syria and Iran, it's an all-or-nothing approach. But when it comes to negotiating away our jobs, suddenly Froman says the U.S. doesn't have the luxury to take an all-or-nothing approach. A leaked text reveals that TPP grants investor privileges that helps corporations move U.S. jobs to low-wage countries. That's why TPP includes Vietnam, a new fave of Jewish Wall Street, since wages there undercut China. TPP removes the U.S. tariff on Viet-manufactured shoe imports. Such a deal for Nike and communist Vietnam. International Jewry even gets a court of its own in each country due to TPP's investor-state dispute settlement provision. If regulations hamper investors' profits, they can sue the country for damages. TPP's extrajudicial court will have 3 private sector lawyers flip-flopping between being judge and corporate advocate. Some call this a kangaroo court, but I call it a Talmudic tribunal where the plaintiffs and judges belong to the same synagogue. The union of church and state has come and gone, but the union of synagogue and world is at the very doors.